The Cult of the Black Lizard.
Right then, here's a question. What's the one thing you've done that you try and dissuade somebody else from doing?
Riding down on a bike with no seat and then crashing into a police station.
Is that the top of it? Is that your top
list? That's what one thing I can think of.
It comes into your head?
Yeah.
I think there's...
I got to eat moldy bread once.
How moldy though?
Really bad, but apparently it wasn't bad enough to kill me because it had a bit of black marks on it.
Yeah, but I need to Google that. Black marks kill you in bread? What?
Yeah, that's weird. That's the thing.
It's black. It's not
bread
to us.
Of his black mould? Yeah. So, yeah,
That is bad. I mean, you don't really want to go near black mould if you can help it, do you? What?
I'll tell everybody, don't do it.
What?
Have a vasectomy.
Oh, yeah. Well, that goes without saying, really, doesn't it? Don't do the vasectomy.
I don't want to go into that.
No.
We've got the balls for it.
No, we ain't no more. What are you doing in lockdown then today?
Just doing schoolwork, no, just doing some gardening.
Gardening?
Just sitting there and waiting for wood to start.
What are you doing with your garden?
It's just tearing it up. It's shit.
You do what everybody else is doing on this lockdown, is that you just...
doing what I'm supposed to do.
And what does that look like today? What's she aggressive for?
What?
Why is she aggressive?
No, she is very aggressive.
I think she's got that silent aggression, hasn't she?
Yeah, she's probably down on it. It's because I'm not some crap at DIY. And she's good at DIY. She's got this thing where she starts doing something, then she starts moaning about the fact that I haven't started doing something that she started doing.
It sounds like a con. It sounds like she's getting you to do stuff.
I think it's bad though, it's like me, I start doing something now, and then go, well, why aren't you doing it? Well, why aren't you doing it? And I'm like, well, you're the one that started it,
Are you finding it difficult with lockdown, with just being at home all the
time? I'm alright with lockdown.
I don't see what people's problem is, you know, because I'm like...
The only thing that... Two things that annoy me a little bit is, you know, I like going travelling, don't I know, with not doing the boxing and not getting out. That's the two. Because I do a lot of travelling.
Well, yeah, you do. You do a lot of, it must be, because you're always driving somewhere, you are.
My records. Was it 350 miles in one weekend?
You're just not doing anything anymore.
And then, but I've filled the tank up, because what I do is, when I get paid, I always, no matter how much fuel I've got in the tank, I just fill it to the brim. Day after I get paid, just go to the petrol station and fill it up. And then, you know what I mean? And then you know you've got a full tank. But I haven't, and then normally it lasts me about 6 days, about a week, and then I would have to top it up again because I try and keep the car over about 30 miles. No petrol, no, in case I have to go somewhere or whatever. I always try and keep enough so I can get somewhere pretty within 50 miles.
Is this messed your way of life up by the sounds of it then?
Yeah, and I fill my tank up and I'll get paid next week on Friday or something. I've still got about 408 miles left in the car.
How much tour have you got?
We're alright for tour roll.
Did you get mental by loads?
No. We've been quite relaxed about it. Because we did it the right way. What we've been doing is using the small stores instead of using the big stores all the time. because right, all we've tried to do is keep on top of bread, milk, and toilet roll, and that's it. Everything else, we just.
You've got a strategy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
As long as you've got bread and milk, cause for the kids, as long as you've got bread and milk, everything else is fine.
Do you think we're over this curve then? This curve talk. Do you think we're on the road to success now, or what?
I don't know. It's hard to tell because it's like China started having cases increased again, haven't they? So.
You know what worries me is this idea of a second wave.
Yeah.
That's what bothers me. Like come October, say. When the flu season kicks back in, and then traditionally you get the cases when the kids go back to school. The second wave in 1918 apparently was more deadly than the first wave.
That's right.
Yeah.
But because you're more relaxed, aren't you?
Yeah, but I mean, it's difficult to know what to think at the moment though, because, like we said yesterday, I don't watch the news. I don't tend to watch the news. In the morning, I'll catch up the news. I'll catch up, it sounds really grim, but I'll catch up on a daily death toll, and then by 5 o'clock I don't want to know anymore, because it's unsettling. You don't want to be sitting there. I mean, I've been trying to watch stuff on telly that is a bit more upbeat. Like yesterday, I watched that race across the world.
Oh, that's brilliant. We've watched it. We watch every episode of that.
It's good, isn't it?
Mm.
It's just, you don't have to think about who do you think's going to win?
I don't know, because the two Asian lads, they are the ones that's been the most consistent.
Yeah, I'd have my money on them.
Yeah, but they really, really don't want money.
Yeah.
So, the two couple, oh mate, them two.
I swear I know her, you know, that Jen.
Yeah.
I swear I know her.
She's, what's it called, isn't she?
She's horrible to him.
Oh, they are them to it, because he's like, she's a carer on drugs though.
It's not that, but she's dead horrible to him. Mm. And all he's done is gone deaf. It's not his fault, is it? And she's like, I've got to reevaluate our whole relationship because we used to have fun. I thought the poor fucker's gone deaf. Fucking leave him alone. He's gone deaf.
She's been horrible.
She's nasty. Like, we're always talking about her, thinking, why is she being so horrible to him all the time? He needs to get in the. He needs to get a new missus, he does. Because he's dead chilled, isn't he? And then she just kicks off like a right one. And you think, I won't put up with that. I reckon the thing about the Asian lads, which annoying me, is that it's toned it down. I've got to like them more as it's gone on, because he's just kept going about family all the time, and his uncle, I thought, stop kissing his ass.
Yeah.
Stop kissing his ass.
The lad, do you get frustrated with the lad?
Which the young lad?
Yeah,
with his mum, yeah, because she just basically spent all the money on him, enjoying himself. I just feel sorry for her.
Air conditioning, so they had to.
Yeah, because they got like 2% of their money left now.
Yeah, that's right.
I think that Jen and that Rob, or whatever his name is, they'll win, because they've still got like 17% of their money left, so they can really go at it, can't they, in the next round?
Yeah. I think, it's going to be out of the two southern
systems. I tell you what, it's made me think differently about South America.
Yeah.
Because I thought Uruguay would be like shithole. And then it's not. It's like got super rich and people. And I was just amazed by the locations.
Chile's a country that I would like to go to.
Chile?
Yeah, I've always like found it fascinating. Because like the shape of the country is quite weird, isn't it?
Mm.
And then also, the culture, like, seems quite, like, it's good. Whereas some of these South American countries seem to blend into each other, whereas that one seems to have its own kind of...
The borders like, don't seem to matter, do they?
No. The way the Chile set out, it's really weird. It's just a straight strap.
It's shaped like a thing. It's shaped like a chili in a way, like a finger chili.
Yeah, it is a little bit, and it's all coastal, isn't it? It's all like pretty much everything. It's got a beach. Like the whole strip of it's got a beach.
Who are we going for then? To win? I'm going to say, well, I'd say that Jen and Rob, just because they've got the money.
Yeah. Probably say agree. It's out of them and the Asian lads, but
the
Asian lads know how to go dig it dirty, don't they?
I like them the best.
They were third or fourth, I think, in the first episode.
Yeah, yeah.
So they know how to.
How about the brother and sister? I find them really. They've had a privileged upbringing, haven't they? You can tell.
Marty.
They've
not dragged it out, haven't they?
They're proper pissed off all the time, aren't they?
What was he been watching?
I watched Celebrity Bake Off last night.
Yeah. No, we haven't been watching that.
So did that surprise you that I watch that?
No, well, we normally watch baseball. No, actually, I'm surprised that you don't.
I just find it relaxing. You know,
I don't normally watch it.
It's just relaxing. It's just, it'll
yeah,
make...
I watch it as well, because Louis Theroux's on it.
Who?
Louis Theroux.
You can't hear you. You've gone out.
I said Louis Theroux's on it.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that was a good episode, that was.
I like Louis Theroux.
Oh, they're making flapjacks last night. I've never... Have you made... I don't know if I've ever asked you this question. Have you baked anything before?
Yeah, I used to be a baker.
Oh, yeah, of course you did. That's like asking me if I ever cut meat, isn't it? Oh, fucking hell. Of course you are, yeah. But, yeah, but I mean... Yeah, but at home, did you make cakes?
Not really, no.
That's what I'm saying.
No. Do you know what this will make you laugh? When I used to work at Morrison's, I used to make cheese straws.
Mm.
And what's it called? Yeah, the cheese straws, believe it or not, it's got mustard in it.
Yeah.
Because what it is, when you bake mustard, it gives like a cheese like taste or cheese smell, cheese taste in the thing. Like English mustard. So if you put, what you do your cheese string, and then you put a layer of mustard in the middle.
Mm.
And when you bake it, when you bite into it tastes like cheese, or it tastes cheesier.
Because
it's baked off all the like other bits inside it.
That's younger, that is.
So what I did, we used to, obviously, a lot of the baking was like 3, 4, 5 o'clock in the morning. So it was my first time I've done, and I don't really like cheese that much. I'm not really a big fan. So I said, do my thing, put the lemon mustard, I think I did about 64 on a tray, you put it into a stand-up oven. And obviously, when you open the door, heat shoots out, don't it?
Mm.
So heat goes first, and the smell comes after. So obviously, when you get really in that French, that's how you get the smell in bakeries of the loaf, it sends it round.
Mm.
So I did, obviously I'm doing the loaves and cobs and all that, you're getting used to the smells and everything, but I never opened the door for a cheese straws before. So I opened the door, and the smell hit me, and I just stopped being sick.
What, on the spot?
Yeah, on the spot, pretty really just stopped being sick. Just, the smell was like nothing I've ever smelled before in my life. I just threw up.
What, you just threw up in the kitchen?
Well, you're in the bakery, yeah, on the floor.
Because of cheese straws?
Yeah, the smell of it just...
It was like vomit. It was like smelling vomit in an oven, hot vomit.
I never smelled anything like it. Obviously, it wasn't in the oven, it was outside, but yeah.
I would have been really impressed if you threw up in an oven. That would be one for the record books, that, wouldn't it?
I used to always have really bad... about somebody shutting the door while I was getting an oven.
You've always had a bad gag reflex for stuff, though.
Yeah.
And you're quite a sickly boy. Your things can make you sick that easier.
Yeah. But we'll spell it that.
Out of everybody I know, I think I've seen you sick more times than anybody else.
Yeah, but it's normally drinking frequently.
Yeah, you're a vomiter. You're just like projectile. I've seen you more... I'd probably in the 50%... Oh, I'd say 50... No, not that much. I'd probably say 30% of nights out you've been sick on.
I'd probably say it's more than that.
I could get you to 70%. I could push that easy.
I'd probably say 80%.
But I think you like it. I think you like that at the end of the night.
What I normally do is, and I used to this years ago when I first started going out, is I used to get really, really drunk, or like drink shitloads, like get really drunk. And then before about midnight, I used to go to the toilet and make myself sick.
That's wrong.
And then, what you do is you make yourself sick, drink a couple of pints of water, and then you carry on the night out.
That's just awful. Well,
that's not good, yeah.
Are you been drinking at home?
No, not at all.
You don't really drink at home, do you, apart from Christmas?
See, Angela's had some gin.
Mm. Oh, man, I can't believe the pubs are closed still.
I know. I haven't no drink. We were talking about this, but I haven't no drinks since I've been out, which I've been quite shocked about. But I'm not a pub going kind of guy anyway.
What do you drink in the evening then, when you're just chilling?
Tea.
What tea do you like?
I don't know what I've got at the moment.
I like Earl Grey.
I'm not really that, but as long as it's not cheap shit, I'm not wrong.
Do you have biscuits with it?
Sometimes. I've just had a biscuit with my tea now.
What biscuit did you have?
I had a shorty.
What's your favourite biscuit? I bet you're Obnob, man, aren't you?
Digestive.
Yeah, it's not far off an Obnob. You wouldn't say no to a chocolate Obnob, though, would you? You'd love it.
No, no, no. I don't really like chocolate. Well, I do like chocolate, but not my favourite. I wouldn't say they're in my top three.
Do you like Fig Rolls?
I, I don't like that. No, see, I just suppose it's a bit wrong. But I think it's digested. It's when you melt it. It's that. Well, I don't like that.
What else have you been watching in lockdown then? What have you been watching?
Just like King.
Oh, fucking Jesus. What is that's apparently the most watched documentary in history now.
Yeah, it's crazy, mate. It is mental.
You couldn't, if you made that up, people would say this is utter bullshit.
You're talking shit.
Yeah.
It's mental.
I mean, every sort of like, everything in it is absurd, isn't it?
But you know, Louis Theroux did a documentary about him.
Yeah, 2012, something like that. Yeah.
And the thing is, in Louis Theroux's documentary, even though you can tell he's a bit odd, he actually comes across quite well.
You know that Jeff Lowe, I reckon he's a sneaky fucker, he is.
Well, you see that conspiracy theory that he's Carol Baskin's first husband?
Shut up. Do you think she killed him? Do you think she killed him?
Oh, 100%.
They were weird. They're all weird, though. Every single person is weird.
It says that at the start, though, don't it? That guy says at the start, like, since Tiger people are, like, insane. You've got to be insane to want to have a tiger.
If you were going to start a zoo, what animals? If you had to have one type of animal, what animal would you have in your zoo?
Dolphin.
That's a bit of hard work.
I'd love dolphins.
A dolphin, like, you'd have to have, you'd have to have a lot of space for dolphins. And they're intelligent. You feel like you get in trouble for that, though. People wouldn't. If you had a dolphin zoo in the UK, you'd be shut down within 2 weeks.
Nah, dolphins, fuck them.
Of all the things you could choose, I'd have a pangolin zoo.
Yeah, penguin's a good one.
Pangolin. Not penguin, pangolin.
Pangolin? What's
a
pangolin?
A pangolin. You know what a pangolin is, don't you?
No, what's that?
Well, you know we were talking about bat soup yesterday.
Oh, right, yeah.
Check out the pangolin. They reckon it could be that the pangolin's fault. It's like one of the rarest creatures on earth, but the Chinese like to eat it and probably with bat soup.
Is there a snail zoo?
They probably like to eat it with bat soup as a dipping sauce. But the pangolin, it's like an armadillo and a kangaroo in a little ball crossed with some fucked up mammal type thing. It's
smuggler, aren't they?
They smug all the time, yeah. You'd regret it. I think you'd regret that. I think you need to rethink your zoo.
I didn't realise that a polar bear is the only animal that actively hunts humans.
He's got black skin as well, I think, you know.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was watching it, like David Attenborough thing. I didn't realise it's the only one that is literally is programmed to hunt humans.
If you see a polar bear, you're fucked, basically.
Yeah.
Unless you're 12 foot above it.
We was talking about, did you watch his documentary, The Hunt?
Yeah.
And he was saying that the cameraman found some new behaviour from the polar bears. There was seals on their eyes thing. And he was going on popping his head up, looking where he was, and the camera people realised, shit, they're going for the seals. Mm. But then the polar bear got further and further away from the seals, and then they thought, shit, would they realise it wasn't hunting the seals anymore, there was hunting the camera people.
Wolves do that. Wolves
crazy,
do that.
Isn't it?
Yeah. What's the most deadliest creature in the UK? I mean, we've got nothing to worry about in the UK, have we? There's nothing that can really do you over.
It's anything that have been brought in.
There ain't one, is there?
No, there's no honey badgers.
Honey badgers. They're crazy mofos, they are.
There's no animal that really, you still can get, what's it called? Panthers.
Panthers? What are you on about?
In the UK, Scotland, there's still wild panthers out there.
What the fuck?
There is.
What are you on about?
Go on Google now.
I'm not going to Google now, I'm getting a bit. If you're telling me there's fucking wild panthers in Scotland, you're off your tits.
Right. Wild. Sure it's panthers.
There ain't no wild panthers in Scotland.
Here you go.
You're just reading some Daily Star news.
No, I'm being serious. Black panther sightings in the UK, in Suffolk.
The black panther sightings, this doesn't mean they're legit. That's like saying you've seen a Yeti in Montana or something.
But I know there's been in Scotland there was quite a few wild black panthers.
You're a conspiracy theorist, that's what you are.
It's not a conspiracy theory, it's fucking...
You'll be
facts.
Talking about Nessie and shit in a minute. I mean, I have to leave you that thought because I've got to go and survive. I'll give you a call tomorrow, yeah?
Yeah, alright.
Alright,
no,
alright, see you a bit.
Bye, bye.
The Cult of the Black Lizard.